Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You know, I was in the car and I was listening to Dukes and Bell and Mike and Rob Triple went in, and I like what Mike said. Just shoot it, Trey. Who's all out? Everybody's out?
Yeah.
All right, Trey. Just shoot it all day, Trey.
Yep.
And Trey Whitten shot it all day. And came back with a 40-piece, mm-hmm. a 40-piece and a win over the Phoenix Suns, who had all their dudes.
They did.
Had all their dudes.
Yeah, I mean, well pretty much. Nurkic, pretty much. I guess Nurkic doesn't play for them anymore.
Something happened between him and Bradley Beal and whatever.
He's not that good. Yeah. So, I mean, he's good, but he's not that good, so you can't really. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Honestly, that team in general, like, I don't get it. Yeah. I don't understand it. Like, there's enough of a body of work now to say that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But on paper, that team should be excellent.
Yes, they should.
You know? Like, they got everything that you would want in the modern NBA. I mean, and they went out and actually got a couple point guards to put on the roster, too, so they could facilitate the basketball a little bit. They got some guys, like role players that can play defense. Obviously, they have stars that can score. But they're just not good.
Yeah.
They're not bad, but they're not good.
Yeah.
They're just a very mediocre. I mean, 19-20 now after the loss last night. I understand they were kind of without some guys earlier, which may have contributed to it. But they had this happened last year, too. Like, this is not the first year they played together. So they're going to have to do something.
Yeah, man.
Because they got a lot of money spent on a lot of top-level talent to be 19-20.
The young boy, but KD's still KD.
He is. However long, who knows. But you got to try to maximize it.
You got to do that, man. Yeah. But, but that was...
Because KD's old, man.
And I was just like, thinking about it. Like, KD's been in the league 16 years?
Yeah. They're all really old.
Yeah, man. But they got to fix that. But, yeah, the Hawks, I mean, it's all about the Hawks. I mean, you look at what Trey did. He was unbelievable. If he would have had 50 if a couple more of those floaters would have went down. Because, like, three or four of them floaters just rimmed out on him. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he would have went for 50. But, yeah, he was outstanding, aggressive all night offensively. And, you know, it was good to see them get a win against a quality players,
I guess,
on another team.
Similar,
without Jalen
actually
Johnson.
Very similar opponent. They were both 19 and 19.
Yeah, but I mean, they got, like, all-star caliber players who are the team they're not playing like
on,
it should be.
On paper.
I specified on paper.
And they beat them last week. So, Hawks beat them at home. Phoenix beat them at home.
10 straight wins versus Phoenix at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
It is.
Yeah, man. But
pretty good.
He was great last night. Obviously, not having Jalen Johnson, we don't understand what's going on with that situation.
No one does. There's not information on it.
I thought 00 was really good. He was really aggressive on the boards, knocking, chasing after loose balls and everything. I thought he was really good.
And Onyeka Okongwu had 22 and 21 last year.
Yeah, I mean, I thought
with 10 offensive
rebounds. That's what I'm saying. He was so aggressive, Andy. And a lot of those over the rebound was just hustling.
It was.
He just out-hustled him for the basketball. So that was obviously a good sign. But, yeah, I mean, we just still don't know what this team is going to be. Trey's going to have these nights because Trey's that dude. But yet you still don't have what you need to do what you need to do. So hopefully in the next couple of days we'll figure out what's going on with Jalen Johnson because it don't seem like he's coming back no time soon. Now, I could be wrong. He's back next game.
But no one knows.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, because there just isn't any real updates on it. And it's a shoulder, and it's gone from like a shoulder like tightness to soreness to inflammation to whatever. Ultimately, he's not playing, so that's tough because he's 1B. I mean, him and Trey are the two-headed monster right now, and when he plays, everything goes better because he's such an important player on the team defensively specifically. You also didn't have DeAndre Hunter last night either.
And Trey was sick last night.
Yeah, and Trey was questionable leading up to the game with an illness. So to go out there and play like that is awesome. Again, hopefully you get him back and you can really kind of see what this team looks like if they have all their guys for a prolonged period of time. The trade deadline is also coming up, and so you got some questions there as well. Because you are going to need a backup point guard. When Trey goes off the court, you need somebody who can actually fill that role. I would also be interested to see if they pull any other type of moves, because you've got some assets right now that people would be interested in, and you've also had some guys emerge as role players that you didn't know what they were really going to be.
Right.
Like, Garrison Matthews is every bit as valuable as Bogey off the bench right now. Like,
right now,
this year,
yeah,
like, he's been better than Bogey this year.
And he's been available more than Bogey this year.
He has.
Yeah.
And that's why. Yeah. Because Bogey's just been dealing with stuff all season.
He came into the season hurt.
Yeah, but his name's one people know.
Yeah.
So you might be able to get something for him on the open market. Like, yep. you might be able to get a piece for Bogey. Because, again, you have a like-for-like already on the team. I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. Clint Capella is the guy that we've been talking about for years mm-hmm. as a potential trade candidate.
He ain't going nowhere.
I mean,
he ain't going nowhere.
I just don't understand.
He's not going nowhere.
And Clint's a nice player for sure. Like, don't take this as me saying like he's bad and you got to get rid of him. Whatever. Like, he obviously fills the role as far as what they need him to do, and he plays decent defense and he can rebound and all that kind of stuff. But like, Okongwu's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just start him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But another something that we've been saying for 3 years. Clint's been traded 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
As soon as he was available to be traded after that contract thing.
Because Okongwu was supposed to be this guy that takes the mantle. Am I right or wrong? Well, and you can say this to me all the time. Well, why hasn't he done it?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he did. He's 22 and 21 last night.
How many more times are we going to get that from him, though?
But he's so much better than Clint Capella. And he's been all year.
But last year. Then why isn't he up there?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we've been asking these same questions about Okongwu, about Clint Capella. But that's what I'm saying. You should be able to move it. Now, that's the reason why.
Yeah.
I say that because the money aspect of it. And, I mean, how much
– And again, Capella,
how much bigger of an upgrade is O over of Capella? How much?
Better. I mean, I don't know.
How much of an upgrade, though?
I don't know. Like, neither one of them are all-stars.
I understand that.
Here's the thing. Like, they're pretty similar guys, right? Like, Okongwu, obviously younger, more athletic, more active and all that kind of stuff. Can shoot a little bit.
I still remember that show.
Remember we promised that next time you see me, I'm going to have a jump shot? Well, he takes threes now. He didn't take any last night. Doesn't really take that many, but he can kind of. God, it takes forever to get off.
I mean, he got loaded up.
Nobody with a slower release in the NBA.
He acts like he's shooting the money ball in a three-point contest.
Right, and he's got 9 seconds left.
Exactly.
He's like, got to really make this one count. Just takes a long time to get up. Like, I think, you know, if you had a guy who could stretch the floor a little bit at that position and shoot, then maybe you'd put Okongwu in the starting lineup and have that guy come off the bench or vice versa. I don't know. Capella fits, and he's in the pick and roll with Trey, and it works out fine.
And also, we know this about Trey likes Clint in the pick and roll.
Yeah.
Because remember, that was the whole
Trey
thing.
Trey does like Clint.
Who was that? What was that? Was it John Collins we were all asking why? He's like, no, because he likes Clint Capella in the pick and roll. So there's another reason why your star player likes him doing that. So, I mean, there's so many reasons why. That's why I just said, finally, I can put the bed, me personally, that Clint Capella ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Clint Capella ain't going nowhere.
I hope they find a nice home for him. Because I think, you know, it's time for the move. Hit 3 points last night and 8 rebounds. You know what I mean? He went 1 for 2.
I know. But
he only got
two opportunities to shoot the ball.
Yeah. He only shot it twice.
Yeah, you know exactly.
Because,
I mean?
Again, when does he shoot it? He shoots it when he catches it on a lob.
Or
if he gets an offensive rebound and he puts it back. He had 0 offensive rebounds last night, so that's why he only had two shots.
Points, because usually he'll have 7 offensive rebounds and like 4 points off of those because
you can
keep missing.
Directly correlate the amount of points he scores to the amount of offensive rebounds he has.
Yes.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Because he shoots about 50%, and if he misses it, he grabs the offensive rebound and he puts it back in. And then he has more points than three. He didn't miss enough shots last night to have any offensive rebounds. He didn't take enough shots last night to have any offensive rebounds. But yeah, look, the Hawks are to me, they're better than what I thought that they were going to be. Certainly when they have all of their guys and they have Jalen Johnson out there, which we don't know when he's going to be back. DeAndre Hunter has been really awesome off the bench. Again, he wasn't available last night either. To me, I know, you know, everyone wants to keep guys that are playing well and all that kind of stuff. To me, he's the guy that is the most intriguing, if I'm talking about trades, is he's never had more value than he has right now.
He's playing well.
He's playing great. Like, playing he's well. Averaging 20 points off the bench, yes. and it's fantastic. But, you know, I think if you can get something in return, that makes more long-term sense.
Okay, because you keep saying something in return, and I was going to ask you about that. Like, you talk about picks? Are we talking about
are we talking about
backup point guard?
You could maybe get two guys. I know. It just kind of depends on how valuable people see him as.
Yes.
My thing with him is just, you know, like and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, maybe he's healthy and will be forever. This is a sell high situation.
I understand. And we differ on that. I'm like, keep him going.
Here's my question.
How do you get better if you trade him?
Well, you add more pieces.
But that's what
more
I'm saying.
Pieces that you need.
But you're saying a backup point guard.
Yeah, and maybe a center that can stretch the floor a little bit, can shoot a little bit.
How many of those in the league right now?
A lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I keep asking that. Like, we were talking about a lot.
Who? Like, all of them. Pretty much all of them.
Are you going to get a starting five for DeAndre Hunter?
You might be able to. I don't know. I don't know what the market is like for him. I'm just saying, like, he's more valuable right now than he's ever been.
I wholeheartedly agree with you on that.
And you're 500. Yeah. So, like, cool. You have the best sixth man in the league, and you're 500. Like, sell him, build for the future. You're not.
You're all on injury on this one.
That and value.
No, like, I'm just saying you don't trust the fact that he'll stay healthy.
No. Okay. Why would you? He's missed 45% of the games in his career.
Oh, I agree with that, but I'm like, I keep him.
Okay.